welcome to Phoenix Vision. I'm Jess Farmer, and today this solar cast is called The Expression of Good Vibration, in which I talk about all things expression. So I talk about my own journey into self-expression and opening up and what it meant for me, as well as some of the challenges that I used to face. Still can creep in sometimes, but I've got a lot more tools to manage them. Also talk about some really practical ways in which you can be working on your expression through music, through art, and through different communication styles. And to end this podcast episode, I have my set that I played at Good Vibrations Music Festival last year, which was my first live performance. So really proud of myself for getting to a place whereby I could broadcast that and share my music with the lovely people at Good Vibrations. So it's a great episode for anyone who has challenges with their expression and wants to learn how to open up their voice. So much love. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to Phoenix Vision. So today is a solo cast with myself, Jess Farmer, and I'm going to be going through all different themes about expression, which is an area that many people are challenged in, myself included, although I've advanced, let's say, a lot from where I was, which I'll get into as the podcast goes on. And at the end of this is a set that I played just before Christmas for my very good friends Conch and Grace at their event Good Vibrations, which was phenomenal on the East Coast in Southend-on-Sea. Had a bit of a blank there, but it's okay. And by the way, Conch and Grace, if you're listening, I love you guys. So yeah, expression. Now, this is an area that many people are challenged with, and my feeling is that as a human race, we generally struggle to communicate, or there's a lot of difficult situations that come through a lack of communication or miscommunication, or not being able to communicate ourselves what we truly mean within, not being able to articulate that into words that express who and what we are talking about. And then we're in there with lots of other people who maybe are struggling to articulate in the same way. So working on our communication is a big area of life, and it's an area that can be very rich and very fulfilling, but also very frustrating when we're not able to get across what we feel and what we need. Because a lot of the time, maybe we don't realize what we're feeling and realize what we're needing. So the communication or lack of communication can be a fantastic gateway towards our own personal development, developing us as people, and as well as the message that we're looking to get out into the world, whatever that may be in whatever form that takes. So communication is so essential for us living. It's the medium by which we can relate to others primarily. It's the medium by which we move through life, or one of the mediums, but a very, very important one. Communication forms our entire global network. How can we converse with each other? How can we have this interlinked world without communication? So much of life is dedicated to communication. So in the astrological systems, one of the houses, the third house, is dedicated all towards communication. So the houses basically encapsulate all of life, if you studied that system. And so 1/12 of all of life by the means of this system is communication orientated. In the Indian chakra system, the throat chakra is the chakra of communication. So this is like 1/7 of the main chakras that we have. So this is putting even more stock on how important our communication is. So I'm going to be going through a little bit about my journey, but first I'm going to talk about some of the mental emotional correlations with having blocked communication. So if we are talking about chakras, these are very real poles of energy which can be measured through science. They correlate to different organs and glands. So the fifth chakra is related to the thyroid. So thyroid is one of the hormonal regulators of the body. and basically controls how fast or slow the system is going, mainly putting the brakes on the system while the adrenal glands are kind of like the gas pedal. So I want to talk about one of the main mental emotional correlations that I see within my work physically with people, and some of the challenges that it can create were around the neck area. So in my observation, as well as many of my colleagues' observations, something very interesting happens when the communication of this person is locked down, or the person is not able to express themselves. So for those watching on YouTube, you'll be able to spot this, but what I'm doing is I'm pushing my head forward so that I'm no longer looking forward. I'm kind of looking at the ground, and my head's going into this kind of forward head posture. Now, in my observation, after working with many people with this kind of issue, I'm seeing there's some very strong correlations between a person struggling to articulate and communicate their message and this forward head posture. Now, a lot of the time, mental and emotional correlations feed into how our body is manifesting physically. So another example is if someone's shoulders are forward, this can often be correlated with a lack of confidence. So we have all of these mental emotional themes throughout the system. So I've noticed that with lack of expression, the head goes forward. But also, interestingly, I've noticed with overexpression. So I've been in contact with a number of people who are extremely expressive and kind of like you can't like control or like find it difficult to control how much words, how much they're speaking, how much is coming out. And I've also seen a similar forward head position. So also within my own, within my own life, I used to be very forward head posture, very, very rounded with the shoulders. And now this isn't really a factor. So my head is back in position, like what I'd consider or what would be considered a normal position. My shoulders are opening. So if I look at myself now compared to where I was a few years ago, I'm a different person. You know, I'm a lot more confident than I used to be. Definitely a lot more expressed, which I'll get into some of the reasons and causalities for that. And it's interesting because I'm seeing this pattern with my clients and patients, but also it's also been my own journey. And I've seen firsthand becoming more expressed has correlated with my head changing position and my shoulders changing position. Obviously, there's other factors that come to play, such as like physical exercise. But, you know, my feeling of it is that if there's a challenge with the expression, then you can do the physical exercise and stretching. But unless you're resolving the expression challenges, then the results are going to be temporary at best. That being said, when we do open the chest and open the neck through specific stretching and strengthening, this then opens the floor up to be able to communicate easier, because the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual levels, they're all one. So if we affect something on the physical, this is going to affect how we think and feel. So by opening the chest physically, we're going to open the door for bringing more confidence in to our mind and emotional state. So, yeah, I'm just going to talk about my journey a little bit, because I'm sharing this to hopefully help some people. If you may be on a similar journey, or maybe are about to embark on a journey such as this, whether you may know it or not. Hopefully it's going to be helpful. Hopefully it strikes a chord with you guys. So yeah, like I've alluded to already, I used to be like really, really very withdrawn, like really struggle to articulate myself, really struggle to speak, a lot of anxiety, particularly in social situations. Sometimes can still creep in, but I've got a lot more tools to be able to deal with that now, and it's not so much of a factor. But I remember I used to be, my God, like anyone watching on YouTube can see, like my shoulders are really rounded and my head is really far forward. I look back at pictures now and just go, wow, look at my head. My God, my head was like, I don't know, like 9 or 10 centimeters forward. And, you know, biomechanically, what this creates when our head is forward, this puts a lot of stress on the neck muscles.
particularly the ones that attach to the top of the shoulder blades and go up into the head, a muscle called the levator scapulae, as well as the trap muscles on top here. So, you know, this forward head posture, which is also often related to the desk, can and does create neck pain. So, you know, someone's neck pain can actually be originating within how they're expressing themselves or not expressing themselves. So yeah, my journey, I used to be really, really closed down. And then I went through a few years like this, like desperately wanting to articulate myself, but there being a really big mismatch between what was in my mind and what was coming out of my mouth, or what was not coming out of my mouth, because like I always had this ability to really like think and really kind of within my own mind and thoughts, like very articulate and very put together in terms of my message and what I want to say. But when it then came to speaking it, my God, like I just couldn't, like it's a real, real frustration. And, you know, this came back to like sort of different anxieties around other people and, you know, the fear of judgment, of what people will think of, like what I'm expressing. And I've managed to come to a place whereby I can talk on this podcast in the way that I'm talking now and be really happy about that. So I'm going to give some advice a little bit later on, but yeah, to like the big pivotal moment for my story in terms of changing my expression actually came at a meditation evening I was at. And there's are these meditation evenings, all sorts of different really talented musicians come to play. And they play beautiful music for all at the meditation to listen to. And I just so happened to be sat next to like a virtuoso guitar player. Like, and my God, anyone who knows me knows that I freaking love electric guitar. Like I got a passion for electric guitar. I've played since I was like 13 or 14. Love all things guitar. Like, you know, I used to say it's not a real song unless it's got a guitar solo in it. I've calibrated my opinion over recent years, but you know, I that's what I used to think for years. So I was sat next to this absolute virtuoso on guitar, like a session musician, session guitarist, and he played like five songs. I was in my element just watching this guy play, because he was like, he played a Joe Satriani song, he played While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and it was just like, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. This guy was incredible. And he finished playing, and then the person leading the meditation had noticed that I'd brought my guitar, but I'd kind of like sheepishly brought my guitar. It's the first time I took it to ceremony. I've been doing a bit of practice. I kind of sheepishly put my guitar in the corner, didn't actually tell anyone that I brought my guitar, but he'd spotted it. And he kind of goes like, "Oh, Jess, I see you brought your guitar. Would you like to play?" And I'm like, "What?" After him, after this virtuoso, like one of the best guitarists I've ever seen, that I've never played before. And the person leading the meditation was like, "Yeah, please do play." And I then proceeded to like shaking like a leaf, like my God. I played one song, and I've like went okay, kind of found my feet a little bit, found like, okay, it's not completely falling to bits, okay, I'm not fully in rhythm here, but you know, I'm getting something out. I was still shaking, like really, really shaking and anxious, and you know, really, you know, scared to be expressing myself and singing for the first time ever in you know, a group of, I think there was about 20 people there. It was a really big thing for me at the time. And this is about 4 or 5 years ago now. And then I played the second song, and it was Shiva Shambho. And something happens during this song, and I just had a huge release. I started basically shouting Shiva, 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 Shambho, like at the top of my voice. I didn't even realize I was kind of in myself. I was like had my eyes closed, and I was just expressing. I didn't realize that I was shouting at top volume. And what was happening was it was like years of repressed speech, years of repressed not being able to express myself, years of frustration at not being able to express, all came out at once. And I basically shouted the room down without realizing, opened my eyes, and yeah, the whole room's like gobsmacked, because I was always like this really quiet guy, wouldn't say blue moon to a goose, and just real quiet, shy, withdrawn. And I just shouted the place down, so like people were like, what just happened? And the person leading the meditation goes, oh, okay, so Jess plays guitar. And he said, never to compare. And this went in really deep, because I was in this place of comparison, and was always in this place of comparison, always comparing myself to others. And, you know, they say that when you put others on a pedestal, then you put yourself in a pit. So, yeah, I'd gone from this place of, not wanting to play because the person before me was like this guitar virtuoso, to a place whereby I had this release and it was deeply healing. That journey of expression really started from there, and started going to more meditations and playing when I could, and it being really difficult to play, like every time difficult to play for like 2 years, like, yeah, a good 2.5 years, like every time I was asked to play, I didn't want to be asked to play. A part of me wanted to, part of me just really didn't want to. And it was really difficult. Lots of fear, but I kind of made myself do it. Sometimes it was good. Sometimes it wasn't good. You know, sometimes, man, like all the rhythm was out. One time I even lost my voice, tried to sing anyway. And it just, oh my God, it was, yeah, I just kind of crumpled. It was so difficult. Other times it was better. And over time, I built my confidence through making myself do it. Over time, I got more and more comfortable with playing. I was also doing public speaking presentations, because at the time when I ran my gym, started to do speak in front of people, which again was utterly terrifying. But, it's the kind of stress whereby you really grow from it. But the first few times, like, my God, it's like very difficult. Still, if I'm asked to speak in front of people, you know, the nerves are still there. But, you know, through the work that I've done on it, I'm a lot more in flow with things now. And the nerves are only about for the first few minutes, I'm really thankful to say. So, yeah, and what was really interesting was, as this journey of self-expression through singing was happening, my posture was changing. It was a really great journey to go on, and I'm always like really encouraging of other people who are on any kind of journey of expression, because I know how difficult it is and how it can be. Now I'm in a place whereby, you know, at the end of this podcast, there's a 35, 40 minute set that I played to a group of like 50 people at Good Vibrations. This for me was like a really healing experience as well, because it's kind of like, wow, I look back to where I was, this really shy guy, not able to express, to now being able to play in front of people. I'm sharing this because I want to inspire, because, you know, I'm talking a lot about transforming pain into empowerment. And for me, and for many people, our speech and our communication, our expression can be a source of great pain. But, you know, the whole point of this podcast, I want to show people that a different reality is possible for anyone. So, yeah, So yeah, I want to go into some practical ways in which you can start this journey for yourself. So there's a number of different areas. So first, since we're on music, I'd love to talk a little bit about music. So for many people, just the prospect of singing in front of people is completely terrifying, and I really get that. And for some, the prospect of singing in it itself is really, you know, a difficult prospect. So, you know, I would recommend, if singing is difficult, then a lot of people can sing in the shower. I know it sounds funny, but hey, it's a start, and it works. Many people sing in the car. Like I in truth, that's where my journey started a number of years ago. I used to put Bon Jovi on in my car and just absolutely belt out Living on a Prayer on the way home, among other songs. And I remember getting caught in the traffic jam a couple of times belting, and yeah, people were like laughing at me. I'll go bright red because I've been like caught just rocking out of the car. So yeah, you know, like singing in the shower, singing in the car, being in the woods. So, you know, starting off by singing along to songs that you know is a good start. And you can also start making different sounds. Humming is good. So yeah, this is expression. Making sounds like ooh, ah, oh, oh, ah, 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 So, you know, just making sound and trying not to go into a place of judgment for it, because this is one thing that massively holds us back, is this self-judgment and fear of judgment from others. And, you know, often we are our own worst critic. So it's that thing inside that holds us back. And, you know, I've had it a number of times actually performing where I've judged my performance and thought, oh, that was crap, or this was rubbish, or I was off time there, I was out of rhythm there, I was off key there, and just like blah, blah, all of this stuff, you know, but beating myself on the back with a stick. And I've had people come up to me just like, that was really good, thank you. Like, thank you for your music. Like, I really enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, but I thought that was crap. But there's this person here saying that they enjoyed it. So hang on. What's going on here? Like, maybe I'm judging myself a bit too harshly here. So yeah, it's starting slow. You can also, so humming, making sounds. You can also pick up a rattle or a drum. I've actually got my drum to hand here. So, yeah, just having a bang of the drum is always really fun. You don't even need to even use the voice, because we can express through rhythm as well. Buddy, you're wrong, man, you're gonna be a big mess someday. You got mud all on your face, big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. So, yeah, you know, you don't even need to sing. You can just grab a drum, grab a rattle, tap on the side of the table. Yeah, this is all forms of expression and all really good ways to start, you know. A drummer in a band might never sing because maybe singing is not their thing. They drum instead. So yeah, like, you know, music is a really expansive way to express yourself. And, you know, try not to let not knowing an instrument hold you back from expressing, because yeah, you know, like I say, you can get or grab a drum. Doesn't take much expertise or practice to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is a start. Another really good instrument style that you can get is you can get these like xylophone / marimba style instruments. They sound really nice, and you know, you don't necessarily need any experience to get a good tune and a good sound out of them. So yeah, so there's many, many different ways to express through music. But also music might not be a thing. So another really great means of expression is through art and through artwork. Now, art is a damn powerful way to express yourself. It's also a great way to do work on yourself as well. So a lot of my clients, I'm getting them to do art, and the results are fantastic. And, you know, I started painting myself as well, and didn't start painting until, I just realized something. Wow. I didn't start painting till I started playing guitar. I started painting and playing guitar around the same time in my life, around 4 or 5 years ago, which is a really interesting correlation that I'd not actually realized before. But yeah, like painting is a fantastic way to express yourself as well. So especially when there's like some difficult to manage emotions, or you can't quite put your finger on what's happening within, you can paint it, and it can really help to just get those emotions, if you're going through a difficult time, out on the paper. You know, I suggested to my housemate recently, my housemate was going through a few challenges with a couple of things. I said, like, well, just paint it. And my housemate painted what he was feeling, and it was like a flip reverse. He's like really, really helped him to get the difficult emotions out on paper, and it kind of dispersed them. So art as well is a means of bypassing the ego and go straight into the subconscious. So we can use the art to do personal development work on ourselves, to find out more about ourselves, to see what's within. I'm currently painting a canvas all about what I want to create for this year, because it has a very powerful means of, going into the subconscious, and it moves things. It's difficult to explain, but there's a lot of power in creating art. Again, you don't need to be the Picasso to put a pencil to paper, or some paint to a canvas. Again, same thing with the singing. Try not to judge, what you create, because it's not about the result. It's really not. It's about the act of doing it and what it does for you. You know, whenever we're in these creative spaces, whether it's through playing music or creating art or creating some other through some other modality, we're shifting our brain into more of the right side, which opens up the creative center, which has a harmonizing effect on the body, makes us feel good. And in our logical left brain driven society, is something that's not, so practiced. You know, we're very lodged in the logical thinking, but not so much the illogical creative thinking. And, you know, we need both for balance. So yeah, you know, no one got good at something by doing it once. So, you know, it's not about the outcome. It's about just the act of doing it. And, cause you know what? I thought I'd be crap at art for many years, and that's what stopped me. And many years I had this belief that it'd be no good. And this stopped me painting. And you know what? I came to realize it doesn't matter whether it's good or not. it's just getting that expression down on paper. And, you know, my journey as an artist, much as my journey with music, you know, the more I practiced, the better things got. Simple as that. And it's the same with anything. So the second chakra, which is the creative center, and the fifth chakra are intimately related. Second chakra creates, and then the fifth chakra expresses the creation. So yeah, if you're going into any kind of creative effort, focusing on these two energy centers is a really good shout. Story about a person. They had forehead and neck pain, and this person was an artist who hadn't basically expressed through the painting for a long, long time, and you could see it manifested in this person's body. You know, that lack of expression this time through not expressing their art, causing their head to come forward. So yeah, and as this person has begun to paint more and express more, things are changing with their neck and head. I can see it week by week. Things are changing, which is great. This person is doing a lot of great work, like a lot of great work. And yeah, the pain is going down. So yeah, as well as this person working on different stretches and different mobilizations. But it's thinking holistically, what is creating the challenge within my body? Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual correlations. These all interweave. So we need to look at all sides of the equation when we're looking at any kind of healing approach. Otherwise, we're going to miss things. And then the next area of expression I wanted to talk about is expressing to others. So this can be really, really challenging, you know, our expression within relationship. For some people it can come quite naturally to, other people they can feel quite stunted. Like myself, I'm not a person that that it comes very naturally to. But I've done a lot of work on it and the work continues. And actually part of the reason for starting this podcast was so that I could share lots of really great information and different perspectives with you, the listeners, but also work on my own personal expression. And if you actually listen back to some of the first podcasts and listen to my expression, you'll see I'm in a completely different place now through starting this podcast. So podcast has been a really great opportunity to be able to express and also express with others in a slightly pressured environment. Pressured as in, you know, oh, I'm recording. It's become less pressured. So, you know, this has really helped me in terms of expressing to others. But, you know, obviously you don't need to start a podcast to work on your expression. If it's very, very okay. So the first bit of advice I'd give here is taking a breath before talking. So someone says something, you want to reply, take a breath first, and then you reply. This is a great tip I got from my good friend, Dr. Voice, who I've done a great amount of work with. I'll talk about Doc in a sec. So taking a breath, stopping, thinking, and then talking. And just generally doing what you can to be in a relaxed state. So making sure you're breathing. There's a tongue on the roof of the mouth. Breathing in through the nose, into the belly, and relaxing as much as you can into the situation. And then it's working with the different feelings of self-consciousness. Now, a lot of the time it is a case of just putting it to the grindstone and putting yourself in situations and make you feel challenged. So talking in front of people, could be going to a class and, you know, putting your hand up in the class and asking a question. If it's something that you'd like to articulate to another person, but it's difficult to do so, then I'm a big fan of writing a letter or writing down what you want to say to that person and then expressing from what you've written down. I find this very, very useful myself. So when in conflict, I'm not a great fan of conflict. I don't think many people are, if anyone. And my words are like kind of something happens to my words in conflict and it becomes really, really difficult. So I found that in conflict situations, if I write down what I want to say beforehand, this allows me to go into that difficult situation a lot more grounded, a lot more present within myself, a lot more confident, a lot more sure of myself, as well as if it's written down, I can make sure that I get everything that I want to say in, because, you know, had it so many times when you're in a situation and you're like, afterwards you're like, oh damn, I should have said that, oh man, ah, oh, blast. So it happens a lot. Also practicing what you want to say, but at the same time, don't practice too much. So it's my next piece of advice is that if you're talking on a subject, if you know your stuff, then you don't need to think. You just need to open your mouth and talk, and the right words will flow through. Now, this is another top tip from Dr. Voice. So just to talk about Dr. Voice. Doc, if you're listening, I love you. I did a podcast with Doc. It's like episode number 5. I think it's called The Infinite Power of the Voice Within. So you can check that out. So yeah, Doc has been my voice guru for 6 or 7 years now. And I did a very, very transformative immersion day with him to kind of kick off many things for me, self-development wise, as well as with the voice. And yeah, he's got a very transformational way of working with the voice. The guy's basically decoded the voice, mastered it, and teaches people how to really get the most out of their voices. So highly recommend getting yourself a session with Doc if communication is a challenge as well. Yeah, if you want to get a session with Doc, let me know and I'll hook you up. So yeah, Doc taught me how to speak in many ways and still continues to do so. So thank you, Doc. You're a legend. And so his advice was, if you know your stuff, just talk. Be prepared, be grounded, be within yourself, but just talk. Trust what's going to flow out of your mouth next. It's like I'm recording this podcast right now. I've got no idea what I'm going to say next. Well, you know, I've got some notes to kind of guide things, but, you know, I've got no idea what I'm going to say next. And that is where I want to be, you know, and that's where arguably we should be. So riding on the breath, and not knowing what's going to come next, but knowing our stuff enough to be able to trust what's going to come out. And yeah, you know, sometimes I might fumble my words, or it might not come out in the way I want to, but you know what? I'm not going to judge that, because I'm doing my best. And we can only ever do our best. And, you know, to really remember that on your expression journey, as long as you just keep going, things will improve, things will get better. So yeah, knowing your stuff enough to be in a place whereby you can just trust what's coming out of your mouth, which takes a bit of time and practice. But again, you can practice in the car, you can practice in the mirror. Just practice like anything. One of the last points I want to talk about when it comes to communication is something called non-violent communication, which this is a game changer. Nonviolent communication is fantastic. So it's a means of communicating in a non-conflicting way that enables us to open the gateway of understanding through expressing our feelings and needs and hearing the feelings and needs of other people. Sounds like I'm reading from a dictionary, but you know, that's, like I said, off the cuff, because I've done a lot of work into looking at nonviolent communication. I can kind of talk about it in that way. So the premise of it is that it's like I said at the start, like we have things we want to express, but they don't always come out as we want them to. Sometimes we may not even know what we want to express or why we want to express it. So what comes out usually is a violent form of communication, which may come out in some sort of blame or some sort of judgment. And while this is happening for you, it's happening for the other person as well. So then we've got this big communication mismatch where no one can see the other person's point of view because we're only grounded in our own point of view. So, nonviolent communication. So this really, really deep study of this, there's like lots of information on it, but one of the big main tools that I found really useful and teach to my clients, one client in particular recently has found this an absolute game changer with her family dynamics. As I observe, I feel, I need, my request is. So I'm observing that that the dishes haven't been done when it's your job to do the dishes. this makes me feel really, really congested and cluttered up because I like the kitchen clean. It also stresses me out, which then puts me in a bad mood. My need is for the dishes to be cleaned up, you know, on a regular basis if it's your turn to do it. And my request is like, would you be able to make more of an effort to do so? So this is a lot better than you didn't do the dishes. If I come in with you didn't do the dishes, this immediately puts the other person on the back foot in defense mode, and then you're in a violent communication of attack and defend. Whereas if you're in like, I'm noticing this makes me feel I'm taking ownership of my feelings, as well as expressing why it's important to me, so the other person can then see, oh damn, yeah, that's important, that I do the dishes because it makes this person feel this way. Okay, I need this. I'm expressing what I need rather than keeping it bottled up, because a lot of our frustration in relationship comes from actually us not being able to express our needs, because, you know, we're frustrated at the other person, but also we're frustrated at ourselves because we've not been able to express ourselves. And my request based off of all of this is will you be able to do the dishes? So I'm asking you rather than telling you. You know, people don't like being told what to do. So, you know, when you approach things in this way, it's completely disarming. It gives the other person an opportunity to see and feel where you're at, which opens the doorway to understanding. And then you're able to request. And then also there's an opportunity to hear what the other person has to say. The other person might come back with something like, oh God, I'm really sorry, but I was late for work and I had to rush out the door. I knew I had to do it, but I was really late and had to prioritize that. And then that opens up the doorway of understanding for the first person, because then they're like, oh damn, I didn't realize that they were late for work. Okay, cool. So now we've opened up a discussion rather than a battle. Because otherwise it's like, you didn't do the dishes. I was late for work. And you know, it just turns into bickering. Whereas with nonviolent communication, you've not gone into this fight dynamic, and it yields different results within the communication. Cool. So yeah, that's nonviolent communication. There's loads of resources about it. If you check out, there's a really great Paul Check podcast where he interviews a guy who's very versed in nonviolent communication. Highly recommend that. I can't remember the guy's name. You'll find it. It's like one of the recent episodes. Living in 4D with Paul Check, nonviolent communication. Okay, so last I want to give you a couple of exercises to work with the expression. So these are two zone exercises based around Qigong. Now, when you're doing these, you can focus on the throat, focus on the muscles around the throat, focus on your expression. You can also tune into the middle of the throat and see the color blue. So this is the color of the throat chakra. And you go through these movements very, very slowly. So for those watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see this. For those not, you can check this on YouTube. The link will be in the notes and I'll explain it. So the first exercise is head rotations. So I'm rotating my head around in one direction. I'm breathing in. As I rotate up, and I'm breathing out on the way down. So to give you an idea of the speed, it's very slow. So I'm breathing in and rotating up. I'm in the middle. I'm coming back down and I'm exhaling. I'm at the bottom. I'm at 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Now, where are you going? 12 o'clock, 3 or 9, 6 p.m. So you can put an alarm on your phone and time for about five minutes either side, and send the intention towards your throat. towards your voice, opening your voice, opening your expression. These exercises are really great. They really relax you. And I do these before singing. When I've got the opportunity, I'll do these before singing, and it makes a difference because as Doc Voice will be able to tell you, the more relaxed the vocal cords are, the better the expression of the voice. So you can use these exercises to actively relax the vocal cords. Then the second one, I've got one hand up or one hand down. My head is turned to the right at the hand that's up. I'm going to take a deep breath in. And then as I breathe out, I rotate my hands down and the opposite one up. Turn my head to the middle and breathe in as I move to the other side. Okay, so my head is rotating from left to right. My left hand is up and my right hand is down. And what will happen is my left will go down, my right will come up. Check the YouTube video. It can be a lot easier. So the breathing pattern is I breathe out. And then when I get to the middle, I breathe in. While changing my hands, breathe out. Breathe in. This one's really great for the shoulders as well. Kind of like wringing a towel behind your back in terms of the muscles. Again, focusing on the throat and going for 5 to 10 minutes or so. You can do longer as well. Okay, so great. So I think I'll call it time there. Next off, you'll find my set, Good Vibrations Last Year. Much love to Conch and Grace. Thank you so much for inviting me on. So Good Vibrations is an amazing sound event that these guys put on in November last year. It's called Good Vibrations, and that's that pretty much I can't find my words, but it doesn't matter. Good Vibrations, yeah. The title of the event is exactly what happened. It was a lovely day with lots of different very talented practitioners, sound healers, medicine people, Conch and Grace knocking out three amazing sets, 90s mantras, and a spiritual drum and bass set at the end. It was sick. So rad. They asked me to play, and here is my set. So I hope you enjoy. Wishing you a lovely, lovely day with whatever you're doing, and wishing you the best of luck, thoughts and prayers for your communication journey and communication and expression journey. So thanks for listening. Much love.
I'm going to leave this to Jess to sing from his heart to our hearts. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Brother Tom. Oh, thank you, guys. What a lovely, beautiful collection of people here. And it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you so much to Conch and Grace for the platform and all of the work that's gone into it, which has been amazing. What you guys created is awesome. It's my first time playing in this way, so... this set is one combined prayer for the transformation through love. So I hope you feel the vibration. Oh.
just the sound.
This next song went to a very special meditation a couple of years ago, and like the Monday after, the song came to me in a dream, the melody, and I woke up. I was like, damn, I need to get to my phone to record this quick before I like lose the memory of the dream. It's about the beautiful cosmos that we live in.
Go bishi yoshibu.
goes out of tune whenever I sing a song. I love it so much. Love your guitar. So thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
at heart. Shofan in shark, Benke Hamadrigot, Lisserim Haugelgansavi. You guys, prayer for love now and forever for all of you, for all incarnations and for the rest of time, and for humanity, because we all need some love, definitely. So, enjoy.
Can you feel?
so much. Thank you so much, guys. So much love. My conscious grace that you created with this event is like, wow. Like, good vibrations. Love, man. Thank you for this platform.